you see how this thing is rotting. You see all of these holes in it. And over here we got some more where it's just falling apart.
That's Salima Smith talking about the stairwell and metal beams under the floor outside her unit at Elliott Woods Apartments in Chapel Hill. Despite a significant renovation to the exterior of the building in 2010, the coats of blue paint are long gone and the metal is rusted to the point of falling off in chunks. As Smith walked through the community where she has lived for 13 years, she pointed out apartments missing their screen doors, doors missing handles, and cracks in the building's foundation. She shared stories of leaks, mold in units, a maintenance man leaving supplies for the residents to make their own repairs, and the community's playground equipment being packed away with little explanation.
And now it just looks crazy. But if you look at their website, you don't see this.
With these concerns about the state of the complex and hearing rumors of a potential sale, Smith went to the Chapel Hill Town Council and spoke in public comment about the residents' experience. Shortly after, on May 13th, residents received a letter from Regional Property Management, who manages the site. The note described a potential sale in the works and the buyer's application for low-income housing tax credits to help cover, quote, extensive renovations. Confirmation of a potential deal led Smith to call a meeting with media members and concerned community members on June 23rd, where she and others shared frustrations about how it felt to not know about the future of their homes.
We are everything from your Board of Education employees to the people who keep your grocery stores stocked and shelved. We are vital.
One of the other residents who spoke out is Layla Bradford, who moved to Elliott Woods as a single mother in 1997. Bradford echoed Smith's sentiments at the gathering, saying the apartment community's tenants feel connected as neighbors and celebrate how rich that makes them, even though they are aware of Chapel Hill's broader lack of housing for their income bracket.
People are no longer saying low income. They're saying affordable housing. But what that does, it masks the truth. I don't get paid enough to go live somewhere else. And there's a misconception when we talk about low income. It seems people think that means we have low standards. Right. No, right. We have high standards.
The Elliott Woods and Chase Park Apartments properties are still owned by the Interchurch Council, called Inchico for short. Board President Simon Vincent acknowledges the community's need renovation. But he says the nonprofit lacks the funding to do another full-scale rebuild. Vincent cites higher insurance rates, rising construction costs, the shifting federal approach to subsidized housing, and financial challenges created by the COVID-19 pandemic, which all exacerbated the organization's current straits. He says it's to the point where neither property can afford another major cost or have their tenants face an economic downturn.
And if that's the case, then the property would go for general sale and bankruptcy, and it would be redeveloped. So we're trying to avoid all of that. We're trying to put this in the right hands for the right people so that the mission for affordable housing in Chapel Hill continues.
Inchico and RPM are hesitant to publicly discuss the sale of the sites, as such deals are often negotiated confidentially. But documents submitted to the Chapel Hill Town Council in June indicate Vitus, a private equity company involved in affordable housing, is the potential buyer. Both Vincent and RPM's on-site property manager Tamu Coleman say the buyer is committed to keeping the neighborhoods available for low-income residents. And even though current tenants would likely have to reapply, Coleman says those already vetted by Inchico and who consistently pay rent are likely to stay.
The hope is to make the rents affordable and provide additional subsidies so that that can be possible. No one is looking to move anyone out of the property if they are a paying tenant.
Even so, Smith says she is skeptical of what could happen if tenants are displaced to temporary living spots during renovation. At the June 23rd gathering in her apartment, she said such tactics could easily push out longtime residents or be a way for new ownership to raise the rents.
Statistically and historically, everyone in here has seen an example of that happening and people not being able to come back. Mm-hmm. How do you tell someone who's this has been their home for 30 years that now they have to reapply for their home? Are you kidding? We have got to, like, say no. Yeah. And I'm saying no today.
In a later statement to Chapelboro, Smith added that while Inchico may cite financial constraints for not making short-term repairs, it should, quote, neither absolve nor excuse them of their obligation to address any hazardous conditions to residents' safety and well-being. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.